Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ready?
Ready.
We're ready.
I'm ready. 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 Ready.
Are you ready?
Get ready!
3, 2, 1.
Ready?
Yes.
So ready.
This is KMOX, the trusted voice of St. Louis.
And this is Overtime.
It is 8:32 and welcome to Tuesday's Overtime. It is January the 18th. And joining us in studio, we have Charlie Brennan.
And it's a great day because the lovely and talented Kaylee brought in baked goods.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, she brought in. Oh, yeah. She made cookies yesterday. Well, and the reason she didn't make them Sunday as per usual is Kevin Killeen had said, "Hey, I have Monday off, so if Kaylee's baking, I won't get any of her cookies." So I told Kaylee that, and she baked yesterday instead. Anyway, chocolate chip cookies in the newsroom. Hi, Amy Marks-Kors.
Oh, hey, Debbie.
We also have joining us Ryan Recker of St. Louis Talks. Good morning.
Oh, hello, hello.
All right, I just want to, this is a personal testimonial, and then we're going to get into the topic and the reason Ryan's joining us. Probably last Thursday or so, I was driving into work. It's 4 a.m. and I drive past City Hall every day on my way into work and past Pelker Park, the park right across the street from City Hall. And I thought, oh my God, look at how horrible it looks. It's so disgusting. There was garbage everywhere. And then I drove in this morning. Mind you, it's 4 a.m. and it's dark. And I thought right away as I sat at the stoplight, oh, somebody cleaned up the park. The city must have brought in crews or something. It looks really good. And then I come in this morning and I realize, my goodness, it was Ryan Recker and Charlie Brennan and a whole bunch of volunteers.
Yeah, just about 24 hours ago, I had the same experience as you, Debbie. Came in and thought, you know, in the aftermath of the tragic loss of Ben Polson, hey, let's take a look at that firefighter's memorial. And it was a mess. I took some photos, and Ryan and I talked about 5 minutes later, and he said, hey, let's meet there at 2. And I said, I'll go home and get some rakes and gloves. And then we also put the announcement out on KMOX. Honest to goodness, I thought that it would just be the two of us and maybe one or two stragglers at 2 o'clock. Instead, we had between 36 and 50 people, all told, who actually started before we got there, probably about 1 o'clock. And by 2:45, it was really all cleaned up. And the St. Louis Fire Department was there with the big truck and the hoses. And I think the real key was the donuts from Old Town Donuts.
The enthusiasm, and it never really ceases to amaze me that sometimes it's as easy as just coming up with an idea, because in the morning, Charlie said, you have to see these photos. I posted them on Twitter, and he said, let's clean it up. And that sometimes that's all it takes. And there's so many of those projects around the city where I know Charlie has said, let's just do it. What's stopping us from doing it? I have a lot of admiration for that. I also have admiration that the fire department showed up with their buckets and they were scrubbing the memorial to make sure it was nice and shiny. So it was beyond just cleaning up the trash that was around the memorial. It was making sure it looked nice too. And I really love seeing that.
Well, thank you both for coming up with the idea, because somebody's got to do it, and it really is noticeable. Well, so noticeable. I noticed it in the dark this morning driving in.
Yeah, I have before and after photos I'll tweet soon. And thanks to all the volunteers who came out, listeners like Jan Jacoby, Denny Waldom, Joe Erker, Rebecca Kaner, Tom and Mary DiBenedetti came in from Innsbruck, Jim Scholes of Clayton, Lee Rauhut. Forget where Lee lives and works, but people from Ferguson were there, and there were even a couple of homeless guys, or unhoused as we now call them, helping out, including Jack Wooten, who did a great job. And it kind of tells me that, you know, the homeless are interested and willing to do this. And if we could get a program like Fort Worth, Texas, or Oakland, California, Tacoma, Washington, who hire the homeless, why not? They're certainly capable, and they can make some money, which is, you know, a win-win.
Yeah, some were capable, and the ones that were capable were helping. Some were not capable. And I will also point out that going through there, I was just struck by the amount of little mini cigar wrappers were all over the place. That seemed to be the biggest amount of contributor to the trash that was there. Found two syringes. And for the most part, everything else was just cigarette butts, things like that. So a lot of small things among the big things, too. So this seems like it's a project that is worthy of doing more than just, you know, once a decade, and probably paying more attention to some of our other memorials and parks around the city.
Well, congratulations to you both, and a great day to come up with an idea to do that, because, of course, Martin Luther King Day has become a day of service, and I'm sure there were people thinking, oh, what could we do? That is an excellent idea. I will help clean up a park. So thanks to everyone who came out. Before we have to go to the break, though, I don't know if this is on our topic list, but I just wanted to say congratulations to Ms. Amy Markscores, who is back from Houston, Texas.
Thank you very much.
Give us a recap of your race.
Oh, it was the Houston Marathon and Half Marathon, and just absolutely outstanding. A great race. The city of Houston knows how to put on this event. I'm sure you guys heard the American records were set, were broken and set in the full marathon and the half marathon for American women. So really, really fast times. St. Louis's own Julia Conan, professional runner who now is in Flagstaff training. She had a strong race as she, her star, oh my gosh, nothing but potential for her just as she keeps getting faster and faster. And I had a good race and had a PR, and I'm super happy about it. I'm still smiling about it.
Yeah, PR could mean Puerto Rican, it could mean press release, but in this case it means personal record.
Huge Puerto Rican.
Yeah, but could have been.
Huge
but
Puerto Rican.
I don't want to gloss over that because Amy, who runs, I don't know anyone who works harder. She, if it's like 95 degrees, you'll see her running around Forest Park. If it's 5 degrees below zero, she's running around Forest Park. And that discipline is really paying off. My goodness, she averaged 6 minutes and 9 seconds a mile over 13 miles.
Yes.
I mean, I can't even drive that fast.
Yeah. So it was took 1 hour, 20 minutes and 27 seconds. And so it was a 6:09 average. And it was really fun. I ran with my coach, Tony. And Tony is like a professional pacer. I mean, he just knows how to lock into a pace. And it was really fun because from miles like 5 to 8, the half marathon and the full marathon split off around the 8 mile mark just before it. And I could kind of hear this like patter of thump, thump, thump of footsteps. And I looked behind us, and tucked in behind Tony and me were about 10 to 12 people who, because we were running such even Steven splits, they tucked in, and a couple of them were elite runners. You know how they have like the women wear like the briefs, like the, you know, like, and their sponsored jersey, and they were doing the full, and they were able to click in behind us for a few miles, and before they went to the full course. And then on the half course, we had a little pack. And right at the end, the last 2 miles, there were a couple women that I think we caught. So there were three of us, and we were encouraging each other and working together as a pack to get through the end, because it was a new pace for me. I haven't run that fast before, so I was pretty intimidated by it, but it went really well.
Notice how she deflects the glory onto Tony.
Oh, yes, always.
Yeah, always. Yeah.
Oh, but she says it was really fun, so I will take her word for that.
Because we'll never know.
I will never know. I will never know.
Your home of the Cardinals, Billikens,
yes,
and Chiefs.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
It is 8:42. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Amy Markscores and Charlie Brennan. Let's see. This is going to be quite a challenge, I think, because we have all talked about how addicted we are to our phones, even though we are loath to admit it. Yesterday, John Hancock was here, and he came in and he said, "And I forgot my phone at home." And you know that feeling when you don't have your phone and suddenly your whole life is, how do I do anything? Yeah. I don't have anybody's phone number. My calendar's on there. I'm helpless. Well, athletes from multiple countries, including the United States, are being urged to leave their cell phones and laptops at home when they head off to the 2022 Beijing Winter Games. The Olympic committees for the Netherlands, Great Britain, Australia, and Canada issued recommendations for their athletes as each country anticipates that China will be implementing strong surveillance during the Winter Games. Charlie, how likely do you think it'll be that athletes will leave all of their electronics in their home country?
Well, you know, it's not a new concern. A couple of years ago, Ryan Schulte, our engineer here at KMOX, and I were going to go to China, and we had filled out all the paperwork, et cetera, et cetera. And the trip did not take place, as it turns out. However, Leland Vittert, who was then with Fox News and now is with News Nation, he hosts the show On Balance weeknights, he says don't take any electronics there. Don't take a laptop. Don't take a phone. If you do, don't use it because they will mess with it. And that's a concern. That actually was a concern of mine. It's not the reason we didn't go, but basically they said we can't guarantee we'll get you any interviews. We thought, okay, we'll go there and not interview anybody. How helpful would that be? Nonetheless, yeah, I mean, that's kind of scary knowing that if you go to a country, they'll dicker with your technology.
What are they going to do? I've never heard that word before.
To dicker? Is that not a verb?
That's a verb.
Okay.
You got to learn words, Amy. You know?
I was like super focused on China and then suddenly I got distracted. And the Team USA, the government is strongly encouraging American athletes to get burner phones and, like, I guess, rental or disposable laptops. I didn't even know there were disposable laptops.
Wow.
Or if they're not going to get burner phones or disposable laptops to clear all of their personal information, which at that point you may as well just throw it away. I mean, you have all your information on your phone and your laptops. And I think it's very concerning. It's just continuing with this theme of the Olympics, the IOC, really kind of in bed with these authoritarian regimes. I would be very concerned as an athlete. And you're also seeing in the Chinese Communist Party is starting to imprison people for random social media tweets if they at all make fun of or criticize Xi Jinping. You're seeing Chinese students who are in the U.S. who maybe make a tweet about Hong Kong and wanting democracy, and they go home and they're arrested. I mean, this is not a joke. This is something that I think is very concerning.
Well, 16 years ago, when I went to China, you might remember that I was supposed to broadcast from China as we were adopting our beautiful daughter. And I had reached out to the CBS correspondent in China. I emailed her on our company email. And she emailed me back and said, please use my Yahoo account. I said, okay. So I emailed her on Yahoo. She said, I wouldn't expect to get any interviews here. Don't bring any equipment and be very careful what you say if you're going to do any live reports at all. And that was like all she said. That was 16 years ago. Yeah. And that kind of freaked me out. Mm-hmm. That said, I must say the Chinese people were amazing. We had a wonderful time, but you just never know. There's always Big Brother right over your shoulder.
Yeah. And I will say, I was thinking about this again, just the CCP we've been thinking about, because to be clear, it's the Chinese government. Mm-hmm. But I was watching Star Wars in Houston because you just relax the day before the race. So I was just watching Star Wars and I was thinking how much I love the character Finn, who's John Boyega's character. Well, in China, again, all of our entertainment industries, you know, Nike, we're all bowing to China. They shrunk John Boyega's image on the Star Wars poster in China and or removed non-white characters. And I just find that so repulsive.
Wow.
So repulsive.
Is this me? We're leaving? Okay. No more topics for you. We'll have to save this one for round three of OT. Next time you call in sick, how sick are you? It's 8:47.
This is Overtime
on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
It's 8:52. Charlie Brennan, Amy Marks Kors, I'm Debbie Monterey. It's been said that one thing the pandemic has proven is that kids can go to school from home if they need to. And so snow days, in some senses, are effectively over because if you have a snow day, you just can work from home. Same with a sick day. For Americans working from home, that could also mean the end of the sick day, Amy. So how do you feel about this? Like, if you call in sick, should you be expected to sit at home and do all your work? Or shouldn't a sick day mean I'm taking this day off and I'll be back when I'm better?
I was thinking about this because I thought, man, you'll have to be pretty incapacitated to not be able to work from home, depending on what your job is. But I think if you, in some ways, as long as the honor system and everyone's honest, it could be a good thing, because I do hate when people, this is pre-COVID, when people come to work sick and they've got a cold or they've got the flu and they don't want to use up their days and they battle through it, or they feel like it's a badge of honor. I'm like, I don't want to get sick. I don't want to get my family sick. I'm going to visit my parents this weekend. I'm not, and again, I'm not even talking about COVID. I'm just talking about strep throat or whatever. So there's that. So maybe it will encourage people to stay home if they can work from home. However, I think if you are actually, you have a fever, you're nauseated, you have the stomach flu, that type of thing, no, you're not working from home. You need to sit on the couch. Working does take energy. So I think if you're actually sick, you should not be required to work from home, but you use a real sick day. There should be a difference.
Right. You know, there are some jobs, of course, you just can't do at home. You can't be a welder at home or a police officer at home, firefighter, all that and more. So we're talking about, I guess, the white collar jobs. And it's probably true. If you're contagious, stay home and work from home. But if you got a fever, 103 degrees or whatever it is, you probably aren't going to feel like working. And I also dispute the contention that we've learned that we can school from home. I think that was a disaster. The test scores like dropped like flies.
Yeah, but it's only for a couple of days as opposed to months and months, right?
I remain unconvinced.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well, before we run out of time, I want to ask Amy quickly about Chris Pronger, because we were hearing about his speech. He gave a very funny speech. We played a bunch of clips of it this morning, but they retired his jersey, and that does not happen That does not happen very often. Anything you want to tell us about Chris Pronger?
Well, when Chris Pronger was playing, and it was his heyday, and he was there with Al MacInnis, I was in my teens. And you know how whenever you experience, whatever your passion is in your teens, when you experience that, it has an outsized influence in your life. So this was the glory days of hockey fandom. And to watch Chris Pronger, and he was so mean and he was a dirty player, but you loved him when he was on your team. And he pointed out the boos multiple times, because St. Louis hated him for a good season because he was traded for Brendan Shanahan, a fan favorite. And I was surprised by how many times he kept bringing up the boos and how much he's like, well, thank you folks for making me realize I had to step up my game. And I said this, you know, he toasted the fans at the end of his speech with a beer. And I said, you got to Shanahan it to him. He was able to really turn things around, to go from being a hated player to having your jersey up in the rafters next to Al MacInnis and Brett Hall and the Plagers is something really special. But one of the greatest defensemen of all time, one of the greatest players in NHL history.
Well, you know a lot more about him than I do. I will say it's nice that he's still living in St. Louis, so he's made this his home. We appreciate that. My only connection to Chris Pronger, some of you may know this, Chris, anyway, I set him up on a date once when he was a single guy, and the gal, who now lives in Portland, Oregon, spilled a bottle of wine on him or something like that. It didn't go too well at Joseph's Restaurant in downtown St. Louis.
Oh, well, listening to his speech, I thought, I think he might have a future in broadcasting.
Oh,
what
do
you think?
Oh, that's good. It's good.
Yeah, he definitely is. Well, congratulations to him. It's the Charlie Brennan Show with Amy Marks-Cores after the news at the top.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.